Elizabeth, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Nathan, hold on one second. I am just submitting my latest daycare receipt to Shard Snyder.
I remember that. My kid's a little older now, but yeah, we used to do that when my kids had after-school care.
It's such a saving. So, you know, it takes just a little bit of time once a month, but I'm just really glad that I do it.
Welcome to UVA For Your Benefit. It's that time of year again when we ask you to think about your benefits, and today we're talking about dependents. Child care and elder care is really expensive. But just like you can set aside money in a tax-free health savings account, you can also contribute to a tax-free dependent care flex spending account that you can use to pay for daycare, elder care, and other dependents. Well, to help us understand the ins and outs, we're joined today by Nick Bassett and Brian Schmidt. They are specialists at UVA Human Resources.
Let's start off with some important definitions of what we are actually going to talk about today. What is an FSA?
So an FSA is a flexible spending account. Today we're talking about the dependent care flexible spending account, which would allow you to go ahead and set aside some pre-tax dollars to care for your dependents that you have or any elderly dependents.
It's important to note also that you don't have to be on any other benefits at UVA to set aside funds for the dependent daycare flexible spending account. You don't have to be on the UVA health plan, dental, vision. You can do this separately during open enrollment.
Can you define for us what counts as a dependent?
Your dependents are any children under the age of 13, dependents who are disabled, or your adult parents who you care for.
What does it mean for something to be pre-tax?
That means that when you get paid, the amount that you're contributing comes off the top of your paycheck before your taxes are withheld. The maximum you can contribute each year is $5,000. If that were to go into your paycheck, you'd be taxed on about $1,500 of it, roughly, give or take, depending on how many exemptions you have and all those other details. So you're saving about $1,500 a year by having that $5,000 go directly into a dependent daycare account.
Nick and Brian, can you give us a summary of what a dependent care FSA does specifically?
So your dependent daycare flexible spending account can assist to pay for qualified services while you work. So if you're working and you're paying someone to watch your children or your adult parents who you care for, then you can get reimbursed through the dependent daycare flexible spending account. You can go anywhere from $120 a year to $5,000 a year. And you want to be really careful and make sure that it's expenses you know you're going to use, because the dependent daycare flexible spending account is use or lose, just like a healthcare flexible spending account. So you want to be careful and look at what you spend on child care or elder care throughout the year. So if you know that your child's going to camp in the summer and you spend $500 in the summer for that, that's what you want to set aside for your dependent daycare flexible spending account. If you're like Elizabeth and you have an infant whose care is about $255 a week, you're going to max it out at the $5,000. Those build up every paycheck. And at the end of the month, you can submit your receipts to be reimbursed from Shard Snyder, or you can use your Benny card. I don't think they call it a Benny card anymore, but you can use your flexible spending account card from Shard Snyder and swipe it at your daycare facility.
Who's eligible to open up a dependent care FSA account?
So it's going to be any salaried employees who work at least 20 hours a week, anyone who's benefits eligible with the university, basically, or with the University of Virginia Medical Center. And again, you do not have to be on our health plan or any other benefits to elect this one benefit.
So you mentioned earlier about open enrollment. How do you sign up for a dependent care FSA?
You would go ahead and sign up for the Dependent Care FSA through Workday during the open enrollment period this year. You get a task through Workday and go into your open enrollment event, and it would be one of the line items listed as available for you to select.
So if your name's not Elizabeth and you don't host a podcast about benefits, why should other people look into using this?
So I would highly encourage it just for the tax savings themselves and knowing you're budgeting ahead for those funds. So they come out of your paycheck pre-tax and you already know that that money's there every pay period or every month to pay for those expenses.
It's not like you are saving money monthly. You have to kind of look at it annually. Because I pay $1,200 for daycare on my credit card, and I get reimbursed by Chart Snyder $285. But over a year, I am saving over $1,000.
And even, so when my kids were smaller, they just had, you know, regular elementary school aftercare for a while. And, you know, we didn't sock away $5,000, but it was still nice to sock away even $700, $800 a year, which helps really defray some of those costs. You don't feel it so much.
If somebody said during open enrollment, I want to set aside $5,000, the max amount from my paycheck next year. And then in like March, they decided they actually did not want their child going to daycare, or they did not want somebody coming to take care of their elderly parent, they are forfeiting a decent amount of this money.
Yes. So let's say that you went ahead and set up your FSA, but did not calculate correctly, or you're having cost overruns with your daycare center, then basically the risk is that at the end of the year, that money is non-reimbursable, it needs to be used, and you run the risk of actually losing any leftover money that's in that account.
There's always going to be qualified life events that allow you to change benefits such as your dependent care flexible spending account. But for the most part, if it's just a decision on your behalf that you just don't want to do this anymore, that's not a qualified life event. So that's something that you'd want to keep in mind as well. I think one of the other risks is that most of the people that we serve tend to think of their healthcare flexible spending account, which is front-loaded at the start of the year, whereas the dependent daycare flexible spending account is not. Those contributions go in per pay period, and you can't use them until they hit your dependent care account.
Chart Snyder does allow us a grace period, and it's March 15th of the following year. So you're going to want to make sure that you go ahead and utilize those funds by that date, or else you risk having the complete forfeiture of anything in your account.
I want to ask, you know, right now a lot of UVA staff are working from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Has anything about this benefit changed because of COVID?
The IRS did make some exceptions to those qualified mid-year life event rules. I would definitely follow the HR website, because all of those COVID-related changes, the upkeep is on a daily basis. Our benefits team has been really great to make sure that as the changes came in, they were updated immediately. So if you'd like to see the changes that have occurred with COVID, I would definitely go to hr.virginia.edu and click on the COVID links.
Did COVID count as a life event?
So COVID didn't necessarily count as a life event, but what the IRS allowed us to do this year was, if you stopped childcare because now you were teleworking, where you set aside $5,000 for the year, but now you started teleworking in March and your child didn't go to daycare anymore, the IRS made some allowances for employees to stop their accounts right where they were, what they had already contributed, and not have to contribute that full $5,000. On a regular basis, non-COVID related, if Elizabeth, say your spouse was home taking care of your child while you were working, and then your spouse went to work and your childcare needs changed based off of that, that is a qualified life event, and you can initiate a dependent care account based off of that.
People's working situations right now are obviously very fluid. People can feel free to reach out to HR at askhr@virginia.edu to talk about this with you all and to see if they do qualify.
Absolutely. Go ahead and reach out via the email. Or if you'd like to go ahead and speak with someone directly, go ahead and give us a call at 434-243-3344.
All right, well, that's a good time to take a short break. Let's come back in just a moment with the voicemail box, see who's called us with some questions. You're listening to UVA For Your Benefit, a service of the University of Virginia and podcasting on the Virginia Audio Collective. To find out more about anything you hear on the podcast today, please visit hr.virginia.edu. Listening to this podcast is great and all, but really, you'll need to visit that site to set up everything you need for flex spending accounts. That's hr.virginia.edu. dependentcare.edu. All right, welcome back. This is UVA For Your Benefit. It's time to check our voicemail. All right, let's go to the first call.
My partner and I are both going to be working from home this fall because of COVID-19, but we can't get our work done and homeschool our three kids. If we hire a sitter to come to our house on weekdays to watch and tutor our kids while we're working from home, can we pay for that with our dependent care FSA?
Actually, you can. So your dependent daycare FSA can be used for any care provided in your home while you are working. So as long as the sitter or tutor is coming to your home and they are the main source of supervision for your child, that is reimbursable with the dependent daycare FSA. What doesn't apply to the dependent daycare FSA is if you were still the main source of supervision and that care, so to speak, or the tutoring happened through a virtual setting. But as long as you are not the main source of supervision and there is another adult in your home watching your children, that is reimbursable under the dependent daycare flexible spending account.
All right, well, let's go get the next voicemail. Check up on the next question.
My babysitter tore his ACL and will be out for at least a month. I'm scrambling to find childcare for my two toddlers. Any suggestions?
I would suggest in this situation that you go ahead and check out our Bright Horizons program on our HR website. Bright Horizons is a vendor that UVA has partnered with to help provide and help find childcare in an emergency or might need it, you know, because of the aforementioned instance where the sitter was out and unable to care for the child. They can go ahead and sign up for that online through our HR website. There is a maximum amount of 15 days now.
And you can use your dependent daycare flexible spending account for those expenses. So anything Bright Horizons related, or even if you use Sitter City, if you've already used all of your Bright Horizons backup days and you're going to use their Sitter City vendor, then you can use your dependent daycare flexible spending account to reimburse those.
So Bright Horizons is a benefit that UVA provides staff to find backup care at a discounted rate, correct? UVA ends up paying part of that cost?
Yeah, they're subsidized. And so if it's center-based care, it's $15 per day per child or $25 per family per day. If it's an in-home provider, if your children aren't of center-based age, typically it'll be an in-home provider. And those are $6 per hour flat rate.
Yeah, so that's considerably subsidized from sort of market rate.
Absolutely. They do from infant to elder care. So there are some elder care facilities that they also negotiate with and inspect to make sure they're of a good quality and that they would take care of your elders if that's what you needed them for. When you've used all 15 of your days, Bright Horizons also has something called additional family services. So again, you'd go through their website or you'd go through the backup care page on the HR site and click on the additional family services and you'd follow those links through. That helps you set up an account with Sitter City for free. And Sitter City basically allows you to sort through local providers in the area where you live who have already had their background checks. You can view their background checks, select your sitter, negotiate a rate with them, and then you would pay that.
All right, let's go to the next voicemail.
My dad lives with us, and his dementia just keeps getting worse and worse. He keeps forgetting where he is and getting lost in the neighborhood. Can I use my dependent FSA to help cover costs for his care? And does he need to be listed as a dependent on my taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. You can use the dependent daycare flexible spending account to pay for elder care expenses as well, while you're working, of course. Typically, it would be someone that you would want to be able to prove that you care for and that you cover their expenses. So yes, you'd want to make sure that they were covered on your taxes as a dependent. I would also recommend in this case that you would contact FEEP because they can provide you direct information in the community for support and resources that might also be able to ease some of the stress involved with caring for an elderly family member.
You mentioned FEEP. Tell me a little bit more about what FEEP is. We haven't covered it, although I know we've talked about it in some other podcasts here.
FEEP is the Faculty and Employee Assistance Program here at UVA. Basically what they are is a confidential service where you can go ahead and speak with anyone personally in full confidence about any personal issues, issues caring for a parent, any legal issues that you may want some advice on. And they go ahead and have many community resources they can point you to in that situation.
All right, I think we've got one more voicemail.
I'm trying to remember how much money I have in my dependent care FSA. How do I check that?
So what you would do is you'd either call Shard Snyder, which is the number on the back of your benefits card, or you could log into your account, click on Forgot Password, and reset your password. And right there, you'd have full access to your account to see what you have expensed and what you have for a balance.
If somebody knows that they're going to be spending $1,000 a month in some sort of daycare, you would highly recommend that they go ahead and set up a dependent care FSA during open enrollment.
We would recommend it if you think you're going to go ahead and be spending that much per month. I would definitely recommend it from a personal standpoint. Just because the money is pre-tax, you're going to have to pay that much either way, so you may as well go ahead and get the tax break on it.
All right, well, many thanks to our guests today, UVA Human Resources Specialists Nick Bissett and Brian Schmidt.
This episode was produced by Mary Garner McGee, and I am Elizabeth Fiola.
And I'm Nathan Moore. Go to hr.virginia.edu to schedule an appointment with somebody about all this. You can also find more information at hr.virginia.edu.
You can also email askhr@virginia.edu to speak to somebody directly.